beats all other bids, Guardian Foundation Repair.
What is this all about?
The Bob Bell Show.
You know, he got to be a genius.
And he shares it with you. Joy 620 WRJZ.
Well, what do you know? It's my turn. Hello, everybody. Bob Bell at your service all the way up until 10 o'clock today. Yeah, I know. It's the Bob Bell Show from now till 8, right? But I'll be hanging out with you until 10 o'clock till Tanya takes over. Tanya in the middays. Tanya doing news. Tanya. Marcia. She's everywhere. Now, we love her. She did a great job on news. Doesn't she do a great job on news? I think she does. Anyway, welcome in. Good to have you along at 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Today, it is raining. I mean, it's raining. I mean, it's sopping wet. But aren't you glad? Now you praise God for every raindrop, don't you? After all that wildfire stuff that we had up in Ware's Valley, parts of Seymour, my hometown. We're streaming live at WRJZ.com. Come on aboard with us. Also, 102.5 FM here in Knox County. All over Sevier County at 99.5 and all over East Tennessee at AM 620. That's right. I said amplitude modulation, I did. It's wonderful. We're glad to have you. Pull up a chair and have a seat, 865-342-5620. 865-342-5620. Today, you may say, I'm confused. If you have an event in your life or an event in someone else's life that has confused you, show me what it is. Tell me what it is. What's the most confused you have ever been? I must admit, the most confused I was ever was due to a physical problem after double bypass surgery on Christmas Day. Actually, I never woke up on Christmas Day. I woke up the day after. But I woke up the day after Christmas Day thinking it was Christmas Day still. And for like a week, I was confused on what day it was. I mean, totally confused and convinced. Because as far as I could, I lost a day. I completely lost a day. There was no day there. The number 865-342-5620. What's the most confused you've ever been? Better watch it now. It's family friendly, too. Now, confession. Remember, I went to jail Saturday night and preached about what was happening in Luke 19 with the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Jesus would like to have followers, not fans. So with that backdrop, remember, I'm confessing what happened well over 40-some-odd years ago. Well, no, it's 39 years ago, June 1983. The other most confused I had ever been was when, unfortunately, I was under the influence of way too much alcohol in June of 1983, June 23rd. I'm sitting in an older gentleman's yard trying to get out of his yard. I'd already taken out one of his bushes in his yard. And I was trying to exit quietly. It could not be done. I suddenly feel something at the tip of my head. My windows were down. It was a warm summer night. I feel something at the tip of my head, Dave Clabo. It was the 38 special. It was the older gentleman had come out to say, what's this big galoot doing in my yard? Which I don't know if I could blame him. And I tried to assure him that I was there to do him no harm. Of course, I don't know what kind of sense I was making, but I was so confused. Then I got confused on even where I was and what I was doing. I was that bad off. I was an alcoholic, for sure. I don't say this to be glorifying what happened, because there's no glory to it except for what God did to clean me up over the next 4 decades. And it is astonishing, astounding, and it's amazing. It's nothing short of a miracle. It's like a resurrection. It really is. Anyway. But even when I woke up the next morning in the drunk tank, I don't remember what day it was. Or I just barely remembered bits and pieces about how I got there. What I did remember and what I was clear on, the feel of that gun barrel on the temple of my head, Claybo, oof. And you know how 38 specials are. They're kind of slickery, aren't they? I mean, they can be a little greasy triggered if you're not careful. And this was an older gentleman. My understanding was later on from the police officers that he was in his 80s and he was very scared and his hands were shaking.
Well, I wouldn't know. I've never had a gun put up to my head.
That could have been the end of it all right there, but by God's grace.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're talking an 80-year-old man. That's very unpredictable.
I do remember that. I do remember that.
I would.
I do remember the officers going, "Mr. Bell, are you drunk?" And I went, "Yes, sir." There was no argument there. There was no debate. There was no field test. I had somebody say, "Well, you should have denied. I said, "Man, you sound like Clinton. No, I wasn't going to deny it. I was as pre Jesus, and I was bad off. I was, and thank God that He preserved me for such a time as this." And it's quite a story. Sometimes when I hear myself say it, it's like I don't know if I believe this or not. This, but it happened. But I was so confused. What? And maybe there's other times you're confused, like. I've heard people say things either on television or I've heard people say things to my face in person. And I'm just confused. Can you help clear things up for me? 342-5620. What's the most confused you've ever been? 865. And it may have been after surgery or after pulling a tooth or something. You know, I don't know. Could be anything. 865-342-5620. 865-342-5620. 5620. In the meantime, it's time for today's edition of The Time Capsule.
The Time.
Oh, that's good water. Oh, that's delicious water. It is the 102nd day of 2022. 263 days remaining in that day. Tuesday, April 12th, 2022 is officially Bill Haley and the Comets Rock Around the Clock Day, ladies and gentlemen.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
In 1954,
5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
9, 10, this song was recorded for the first time.
Rock around the clock tonight, put your glad rags on.
At the Pythian Temple.
Have some fun when the clock strikes.
It was a big barn-like building with a great echo, they said. That's why they recorded it there. Sounds good to me. It was in New York City. Rock Around the Clock was formally released a month later. 1954. Hard to believe, man. You know, when people heard that sound, they had to go, "Wow, this is a different sound." Yeah, Bill Haley died of a heart attack in Harlington, Texas on February 9th, 1981, way before his time. He was posthumously awarded the Grammy Hall of Fame Award in 1982 in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for Rock Around the Clock. Yeah, the record has now sold over 25 million copies, in case you're wondering. I love that. It's a beautiful song. Polio vaccine of Dr. Jonas Salk was termed safe, effective, and potent by the University of Michigan. The Polio Vaccine Evaluation Center said it's all good to go, as by evidence in 1955, and from then on, for the most part, polio was knocked out. It wasn't your typical vaccination. This one actually works. This is great. No, I shouldn't say that. It really was an amazing thing. Do you realize that Arnold Palmer won his fourth Masters in 1964? So how much money did he make in career earnings? $506,084. I don't know where the 84 cents came on. You're talking about career earnings. Do you realize first place at the Masters this year was around $2.7 million? Scottie Scheffler. And I may try to pull up some audio on Scottie Scheffler here later from the Masters. You see him wearing his green jacket, and I tagged you on Facebook, Dave, and he's talking about his testimony and his wife and how his wife prays for him every day just to have peace. Scottie Scheffler, this year's winner. What a great testimony to the Lord. It's great. Hey, you know who was in town the other day? I heard all about it on, was it Friday night or Saturday night? Friday night, I think it was. Elton John was in town at Thompson Bowling Arena. In 1975 of this date, Elton John had a huge hit, number one, with Philadelphia Freedom. It sounded like this. That's good stuff right there. Stayed on top for 2 weeks, as they say in the biz.
Give me a piece of my daddy never had.
Philadelphia Freedom, I love you. Yes, I do. So yeah, Elton John was in town, Thompson Bowling Arena, Saturday night, and it was packed. The reason it was never advertised because there was not an empty seat in the house anyway. On this date in 1984, Challenger astronauts made the first satellite repair in orbit. That's right, they got the drill out and... Well, I think it just needs a new four barrel, that's all. They return it to a healthy Solar Max satellite to space. The orbiting Sun Watcher had been circling the Earth for 3 years when all circuits went dead, and they fixed it. They plumb fixed it without the Maytag repairman. Federal inspectors declared that four animals of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus were not unicorns in 1985. The circus had said they were unicorns, but they were goats with some horns, single horns, that is, tied in the wrong place. Yeah, it was all fake. 1987 on this date, Larry Mize, age 28, hit a miracle shot, a 140-foot chip shot, to win the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. Larry Mize defeated Greg Norman and Seve Ballesteros in a playoff. It was exciting, and I saw it. And I wasn't even a golfer back then. I loved it. From Joy 620 WRJZ, it's 18 minutes after 6. More of the time capsule on the way here in just a few moments. Traffic and weather together coming up next. You're listening to The Bob Bell Show.
You are listening to The Bob Bell Show.
You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
On Joy 620 WRJZ.
And my heart beat fast as I came through the door.
Do you remember this one?
For in your Easter bonnet.
Everybody sing it.
With all the frills upon it.
That's right.
You'll be the grandest fellow in the Easter parade.
She was born Lucille Ann Collier. Lucille later became Ann Miller. Ann Miller was born on this date in 1923. Actress and star dancer in Easter Parade. She also starred in Sugar Babies. You Can't Take It With You. Hit the Deck. Kiss Me, Kate. On the Town. Room Service. Lovely to look at. Ann Miller died in 2004, born on the state, 1923. And from Captain Newman, Jane Withers was born on the state in 1926. And ladies and gentlemen, Dave's all-time favorite, born on the state in 1932, Derry Dover, also known as Larry Love, also known as Tiny Tim, born on the state in 1932. Sing along.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that's where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Oh, from the garden, from the garden, of the willow.
I mean, you got to be securing yourself to do that, right? Tiny Tim, born of the state in 1932. He would have been 90 today, died in 1996. Oh, man. He was also known as Herbert Cawry. I forgot about that one. So, Derry Dover, Larry Love, and Herbert Cawry. Tiny Tim. Happy birthday does go out to Herbie Hancock, who turns 82 today. Can you believe Herbie Hancock turns 82? Jazz fusion musician extraordinaire, composer of original scores from Around Midnight. Singles include this one right here, Riot. Cantaloupe Island, Rocket, Dolphins Dance. much, much more. Herbie Hancock, 82. Happy birthday, Herbie. We're glad to have you here. Ah, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to the Modern Family star, but we met him first in Married with Children. Ed O'Neill turned 76 today on the celebrity birthday list. The incomparable Mr. Bundy, the shoe salesman. Ah, yes.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
Not the exemplary father or the exemplary dad, for sure.
You can't have one without the other.
I remember when that was on Fox.
Love and marriage.
Man, Jim Dobson said, do not watch that. That's terrible. Of course, you know, sometimes when you do that, everybody's going to watch it. You've got to be careful. But anyway, Ed O'Neill, 76. Hey, Peg! Hey, Peg! Dan Lauria turned 75 today from the Wonder Years. He also starred in Amazing Grace, Dan Lauria did. In The Line of Duty, Ambush in Waco. He also starred in Stakeout.
I will try not to sing out of key.
But we remember him from the Wonder Years. Joy 620 WRJZ says happy birthday to former late night television host and comedian David Letterman.
The greatest city in the world.
Turned 75.
The Late Show with David Letterman. Tonight, Stupid Human Tricks, Katie Holmes.
Stupid Human Tricks.
Gallagher's High Flying Bird. And a top panel presented by Governor Rick Perry.
I think he's hiding most of the group Menudo in his beard now. David Letterman.
On social media. David Letterman.
See, I could have done that. Anyway. He died back in 2017 to David Cassidy, but it is his birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Partridge Family, David Cassidy. Born on this date in 1950. Yeah.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
It is kind of a happy song, though, isn't it? I like that.
A lot of love, and it's what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
He did get to star in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Singer of Cherish and I Think I Love You.
Something always happens whenever we're together.
And he's the son of actors Jack Cassidy and Evelyn Ward. As I said, died November 2017, sadly.
Come on,
David Cassidy. Happy birthday goes out to Alex Briley. Alex Briley of the Village People turns 71 today. Everybody exercise. Here we go. I'm just some exercise, friends.
They have everything for your men to enjoy. You can hang out all the boys.
Are you making the motions? If you're making the motions, you ought not be driving. No. If you're making the motions, though, and you're not driving, that's cool. It's exercise. The YMCA, Alex Briley, 71 today. I don't know which one he was. Happy birthday goes out to Andy Garcia, who's 66, from the movie When a Man Loves a Woman, right here at Joy 620, WRJZ. Also, he starred in A Show of Force. He was in The Godfather, Part 3. He was in The Untouchables. Andy Garcia was also in Blue Skies Again, turning 66 today on the celebrity birthday list. You know, they had the Country Music Television Awards and Country Music Awards last night. I don't know what all that entailed. But Grammy Award-winning singer Vince Gill, country music star of his own right, is 65 today when I call your name.
But nobody answers when I call your name.
Do you realize this song is 32 years old? Wow. More coming up in just a few moments. Right here on the Bob Bell Show at Joy 620 at 6:30.
It's
Time now for the latest in news with Tanya Stout Brown, brought to you by the one and only LB Chase Mechanical. Get your air conditioner checked out today.
Just a rain, the tears keep falling, but nobody answers when I call your name.
This is the Bob Bell Show.
I whack, but no man.
Got a name, do you?
I have no name.
Well, that's right there. Maybe the reason you've had difficulty finding game for me.
Bob Bell
on Joy 620.
Joy 620 WRJZ. Ah, yeah. What a beautiful song. Note of wisdom today, beware of fact checkers. If I recall, way back a long time ago, the old-time fact checkers back in Genesis chapter 6 said, there ain't no way he's going to need that boat. That's what they said. You see what that Noah guy's doing? Man, he's crazy. He's a conspiracy theorist, that guy. There ain't no way he's going to need a boat that big. That's crazy. He ain't even, what does he need a boat for? The ocean's not going to come to him. I could just imagine. You know, 120 or so years he's building this thing. He's crazy. He's a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, that's old Noah. He's a nut. And then it started to rain. In the rain this morning, though, we have 55 degrees at Joy 620, WRJZ, 102.5 FM here in Knox County, 99.5, and then all over the world at WRJZ.com. The 99.5 signal is up there in Sevier County, parts of it from Smokies Park all the way up to Dollywood and points beyond. We're thankful to have you listening. AM 620, of course, all over East Tennessee. Nine counties, one vision. There we are. 6:37, 23 minutes away from 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. We're going to be talking to a very special guest coming up, Denise Schick. Now, she's not just any guest. She's a good friend of June Hunt. If you're a good friend of June Hunt, you're a good friend of ours. We love June Hunt. Hope for the heart and hope in the night as well. June, even many years ago, when I went to Nashville to the NRB, that's National Religious Broadcasters, I did the Bob Bell Show there one year, and it was a lot of fun. The late, great John Adams and I were there. And we're sitting there next to each other before John came up to work with us, but he was a part of us. And we're sitting there at the same table with June Hunt at 6:30 in the morning. And I said, this woman, 6:30 in the morning our time, 5:30 in the morning her time, this woman was dressed to the absolute nines. Every hair in place. A wonderful-looking pantsuit, and a great attitude and a big smile. That early in the morning, having to look at me and sit in a radio hall, as it were, where several radio stations were set up. But I was doing a live broadcast, the Bob Bell Show there, and it was absolutely fantastic. And I said, you know, I know some people who, she had some book out, Dealing with Difficult People. And she, I didn't realize that she was kind of funning me. She was punking me a little bit. You know what she did? She is, Bob, I'm going to give you a free copy of this book, Dealing with Difficult People, because there may be a lot of people around you that need this. And I thought about it for about 10 minutes. I went, wait a minute. What are you trying to say, June? But one of her buddies is Denise Schick. Denise has written a book called Moving Forward in Hope. We'll talk more about that. It's a devotional, literally, for families of people who are stuck in same-sex attraction and or other parts of the LGBTQ plus community. It's very practical for this day as we are talking about moving through confusion. because confusion reigns. Meanwhile, continuing Time Capsule today, happy birthday goes out to Shannon Daugherty from 90210. Really? Beverly Hills 90210, Shannon Daugherty. Now, this will make you feel old. Shannon Daugherty is 51 years old. She's a beautiful actress. She also starred on Little House on the Prairie. She starred in Heathers and Night Shift. Happy birthday to Shannon Daugherty. Also, happy birthday to Eddie Drummond, football wide receiver, Penn State, played Detroit Lions. Turns 42 today. And happy birthday finally goes out to the bassist, the organist, the accordion player. Yes, this rock band has an accordion. Panic at the Disco. Brendan Urie has a birthday today. Brendan Urie is 35. Listen, when you talk to my daughter, my oldest, and her husband, Panic at the Disco is all the rage. That is their band right there. That and the Foo Fighters. You get the Foo Fighters and Panic at the Disco, you got it made. I mean, it makes me feel so old because even though that's mostly a 90s and or turn of the century band, you know, the turn of the century was 22 years ago. That's, man. Anyway. No, we're glad to have you along. Pull up a chair and have a seat. 865-342-5620. It's also a wide open Tuesday. Oh, by the way, Dave, did you hear this? China has introduced its new head of COVID procedures. You know, Shanghai's all locked down. You've heard about that? Shanghai's completely shut down. You know who the name of their new COVID procedures director is?
Maxwell Smart. I don't know.
You're close. Dr. Anton Yong Faqing. Dr. Anton Yong Faqing.
Is that the Chinese version of Dr. Fauci?
You know.
Seems coincidental, doesn't it?
And it's Babylon B, too. So, hey. I thought you would like that. Dr. Anton Yong Faqing.
Everybody.
Well, the money he's been making off all this other stuff, it's Dr. Anton Yong Fauci Ching. Cha Ching. Cha Ching.
Shanghai surprise. Sorry, Sean Penn. I had to use that.
By the way, here's some new changes coming to Disney. Uh-oh. Since some of you have already checked out of Disney and I have.
Oh, let me guess. No more Mickey Mouse.
Close.
No.
Snow White. Will now be an African-American man accompanied by seven normal-sized persons. Each of the seven normal-sized persons will be a different gender. All seven of them, or seven out of the 250.
Well, there goes Disney. There goes the neighborhood.
Well, the Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, no.
And the Tramp and the Tramp. No. That's what it's going to be called now.
Oh, no.
Because it's a polyamorous story.
Oh, gosh. Who would have thunk all this, Bob?
Babylon B.
Oh, gosh.
Cruella De Vil now seeks to make a coat from the skins of all Trump voters. Cruella De Vil.
Well, I would. No, Cruella is Cruella.
Cruella De Vil.
She transcends all genders, I guess.
She doesn't scare you. No other one will.
No, she scares me quite a bit.
So she's no longer a villain, according to them.
Really?
Finally, the Alice in Wonderland movie, Alice travels down a rabbit hole to explore just how many genders there are. Just for you. I thought they said, I thought the United Nations said 54 at one time, and I think I'm wrong. I think it's in the hundreds now. Binary, non-binary, half-calf, decaf, latte, you know. 645 at Joy 620, WRJZ, traffic and weather coming up next.
It's Ash and Cinnamon. Here you are.
There you are. Up next, today's edition of Say What? Because I'll have a lot of them. All right here, Joy 620, WRJZ.
You are listening to the one and only Bob Bell.
But you ain't bona fide.
Bona fide in our eyes.
Bob Bell on Joy 620.
From Joy 620 WRJZ, it's now 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Good morning to you and welcome in.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn.
Welcome in. It's so good to have you along.
And I really have enjoyed
this. Watch this rain, folks. Back off the person in front of you. Spotty rain here and there. We're going to have a little bit of off and on rain throughout the morning. That's going to kind of clear out. But it won't clear up the skies. It'll still be kind of overcast. Joy 620 WRJZ and streaming live at WRJZ.com. It's the Bob Bell Show. Parts of it brought to you by our good friends at Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. I drove by there the other day. Yeah, they were busy. Had people test driving vehicles all over the place. Great pre-owned set up there. You got to see some of the new models they've gotten a hold of. New pre-owned models, that is. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's heartening to watch people work hard. And their service department's always good. For sure. Meanwhile, we sit here in a studio, along with Mr. Dave Clabo across the glass, performing his magic, as he always does. Tanya Stout-Brown working hard in the old newsroom, over a hot console, as it were. The picture of Chuck Swindoll staring at her so she would be urged on to work harder.
Can I tell you something about...
Sure you can.
Back in the day when I was a young pup in radio.
Back in the day.
There was a woman, and I don't remember her name to this day, but she used to work for Channel 6.
Uh-huh.
She was a sweet lady. She did not like Tanya's...
Didn't like Tanya's... voice? Really?
Well, and I asked her why. She said, well, because she seems to overpronounce everything.
Now, she does get to the bottom of her words, but she does so quickly.
Yeah. You don't even notice it.
She doesn't stay there like that.
No, she doesn't, but I thought.
Some people do, but she doesn't. No, she's. It could be.
And it just cracks me up.
Even though you have a sweet person, sometimes you. Jealousy.
I don't know.
Tanya just does what she does.
She does, and we're glad to have her on board as our news person.
She's a pro. And Middays with Tanya, 10 to 2 right here at Joy 620 WRJZ.
Middays with Tanya.
Mornings with Bob. Law help us. We go all the way up till 10 o'clock. you know what David Jeremiah's sermon, did you see his sermon title today?
I think I've got it over here somewhere. Let's see here. Hang on a minute.
Take a look at it.
Yeah, hang on.
You tell me what it is.
I hope you didn't write anything real stupid.
No, it's about the Oscars. I didn't write anything.
Heaven's Oscars. Oh!
Now, is this going to be a slap-free Oscars? And Heaven's Oscars is
nah,
what it's called.
Moses is not going to walk up there and slap G. I'm not going to do that.
No. He's not. However, you know, if you think about it, and I was, you know, we were talking about it with our good friend who called a couple of weeks ago, and he's right. There's a big difference in what happened. In a real slap that wasn't, I mean, I don't know if this was all staged, whatever. I don't really care. Like I said, this particular slap that we're talking about for 2022, I really don't care. And I just don't think we should care. Well, but they said that they're really nice people and then they're violent. And I get it. They're people who act like lost people. That's who they are. And they need to be prayed for. I'd love it if Will Smith came to faith in Christ. I would love it. I would absolutely love it if Chris Rock came to Jesus Christ and trusted him. But Jesus was beaten to within an inch of his life. And then he was crucified on the cross, paying the sin and the price for us. It's a beautiful picture, although it's so violent, so hard, even to watch the Passion of the Christ.
Mm.
So difficult to watch that more than once. And yet, it is a beautiful picture of real salvation and redemption.
You know, I have yet to see that movie twice. I saw it once.
Oh, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to watch once, but twice, no. It's not for entertainment.
No.
It's really for edification. It was that well done. 6:56. We got a few stories. We only need a few, Dave. We're good. It's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for today's edition of Say what?
As the 21st century began, the future was more civilized.
I wouldn't trust that thing in the bathtub.
But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction.
Have you not paid attention to what we've been talking about?
The English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly.
Toby, I got me a regular Ben Hur down here. Doing 95 minimum.
Inner city slang.
So familiar. It's tripping me out. Maybe I've just, like, seen you on Instagram or something.
And various crumbs.
Joy 620 WRJZ, and good morning and welcome in. A cargo jet has slid off the runway in San Jose, Costa Rica. That's where some of my friends do ministry there. And when that cargo plane slid off the runway, guess what happened? The cargo plane broke in half, literally. This isn't fake news. It was landing at San Jose's International Airport. This was last Thursday. It ended up shutting down the airport because it broke in half. The fire department said the Boeing 757 had taken off from Juan Santa Maria Airport, just west of the capital, but decided to return after detecting a failure in the hydraulic system. Hector Chavez, director of Costa Rica Fire Department, said that upon landing, the aircraft skidded, turned, and then voila, it broke in two, exposing its cargo. So, you know, they sent the units out there, and the rescue people were all out there to prevent a spill and to avoid any fuel problems, you know, reaching a drainage system or whatever the case may be. But they said that pilots were unharmed. But one was being was undergoing a medical check as a precaution. Other than that, everybody on board was fine. Cargo plane split in half, man. That's, oh, I can't believe this. I thought this was a Babylon Bee fake story. This is not. Mike Tyson is now told he is no longer allowed to sell a new line of cannabis gummies. Mike Tyson, the boxer. Those gummies are actually called new ear edibles. You know, he bit off, They're shaped like ears with a bite out of them, a reference from 1997 when he bit Evander Holyfield's ear off during the WBA heavyweight championship. So Tyson's cannabis company, Tyson 2.0, cannot sell the ear-shaped edibles in Colorado. State law prohibits marijuana edibles from being shaped like humans, animals, or fruit. They don't want kids being confused and taking a handful of those like it's, you know, Flintstone vitamins or something. Tyson 2.0 still plans to sell the edibles, but will modify their shape from a bitten ear to the letter T before they debut. It's shaped like the letter T. Oh, that's enough. Do I dare do one more? Nah, I better skip it. We'll do it later. Later on, we're going to be talking to Denise Schick, Transgender Confusion, Moving Forward in Hope, a devotional for families of LGBTQ loved ones. If you're in need of this devotional, there is no contest. You just call me right now. First come, first serve on this one, 865-342-5620. If you want this devotional, I'll give it to you. And Denise Schick will interview her in just about 6.5 minutes. You hang on right where you are. Time for news, brought to you in part by Fox Toyota.